Arizona did not become a state until 1912, so for several decades it had a territorial prison to handle the work of a state penitentiary and other full-fledged states. The same town that housed the prisoners in the territorial days still fulfills the mission today. Its unique story is this edition of The American Countryside. In the early 1900s, Arizona's territorial prison in Yuma was running out of space. A new location was needed.
By then, Phoenix and Tucson have become the major cities here. Florence is right in between the two, so it makes sense to build there and not have to transport people so far, and it's closer for everything and lawyers and so forth. So they pick Florence, and we've got land, we have water, so they build this lovely building with prison labor brought from Yuma.
H. Christine Reed helps oversee the County Historical Society Museum in Florence. It has plenty of well-done exhibits that highlight the area's rich traditions. With prisons still playing a large part in the city's economy, it stands to reason that part of the museum is devoted to that topic. And one exhibit is certainly unique to any you'll find in the rest of the country.
We do have quite a prison collection from archives and records in the back, but we also have the thing people walk in the door and say, I got to see this, I've heard about it. We have the actual nooses, the actual ropes used to hang the folks who were hanged here at the prison.
For some reason, someone just started keeping the ropes. Perhaps it's an oxymoron to say it's a tastefully done display, the executioner's tools, but it does do a nice job of sharing the story of a difficult subject. The exhibit used to be in the prison itself.
It was actually on display in the death house where the executions occurred. One of the founders of this museum was the warden's assistant for many years, so she became a prison historian, and she brought a lot of things from the prison here when they no longer wanted to keep them, and so we have that display that was originally there.
In the days of the Old West, the condemned would walk to the gallows viewing the display of those who had met the same fate. Traveling the countryside in Florence, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.